This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. I recall as a child one night being a passenger in the car with my mother and sister out in the country, and suddenly at night our car broke down. We came to a halt. It was pitch black, no lights. We were stuck, so we had to walk. It was quite a frightening experience, but somehow our mother got us home again. Being in the dark, it's certainly not something you want to do. It's frightening and scary. Do you remember back to 2010 in Chile when 33 miners were trapped underground in northern Chile? The media covered this event and everyone around the world knew what was happening on the news. And the emergency officials couldn't communicate with the trapped men for 16 days. And that rescue took an enormous 69 days. And here were these men underground, enduring heat, starvation, thirst, and they had to stay sane while fighting panic. And I guess they thought they would die trapped deep underground. Well, the history book says that 33 men were rescued. They had to wear sunglasses to protect their eyes from daylight because they'd lived in darkness for so long. Robert Fulghum is the author of the book, All I Ever Needed to Know I Learned in Kindergarten, and he visited an institute dedicating to reconciling the Turks and the Greeks on the island of Crete. And at the end of the visit, he asked Alexandros Papandreou, a leader there, what the purpose of life was. Well, everyone laughed when this question was asked. I thought it was a silly question, and people started to get up and Papandreou looked at Fulghum for a long time. He took it seriously. And then he took from his wallet a small round mirror about the size of a coin. And here's what he said. I was a small child during the war, and one day on the road I found a broken mirror and I kept this piece. I began to play with it. I became fascinated with this piece and I noticed that it could reflect light into dark places where the sun would never shine, the deep holes and the crevices. And I kept that little mirror. And as I grew up into manhood, he said, I grew to understand this is not just a child's game, but a metaphor for what I could do with my life, mainly that I am a fragment of a mirror whose whole design I don't know. But what I've got, I can reflect light. I can reflect, he said, truth, understanding, knowledge and meaning into the dark places in the hearts of men and change things. And maybe others will see and do likewise. And that's what I do. Well, the crowd was certainly silent after listening to that. I think it's a good story about reflecting light as we live our lives. It was Martin Luther King Jr. who said many profound things during his life, but he said one thing, that darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. How interesting that Jesus said he is the light of the world. He's the embodiment of how to know God, how to have true life. And today you might feel your life's engulfed in darkness. You might feel bewildered. But Jesus Christ has come and he can come into your life and bring the true light. No matter how dark you feel life has become, life will become to start to make sense. It was Jesus who said in John 12, verse 46, I have come as light into the world so that everyone who believes in me may not remain in darkness. I think that many people would be shocked and offended if you told them that they were living in the dark. But that's what the Bible says. Jesus came as the light of the world to give hope and purpose. Why stumble in the dark when you can have real light? And so the Bible says that outside a relationship with Jesus, we're in what's called the domain of darkness. That's what the Bible calls it. But when we become Christians, the New Testament says we're transformed out of the domain of darkness. We're moved from darkness into light. And so the Bible says that you can walk in spiritual blindness without Jesus. You can see things, but there are some things you can't see. The domain of darkness. I don't think that's being over dramatic, because Jesus is the light of the world. He came from light to give us eternal light and life. Thank you, dear Lord. This is what we believe to be true in the Christian faith. Living in darkness, Lord, it's not for me. May I pursue light in your name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.